Good evening, my voyeuristic vermin. Can you smell it in the air? It's a fresh blanket of fear permeating the countryside. And oh, how sweet it is. I've traveled from the dark dimension to the year 1918. The world has been ravaged by war and sickness, but that's not why I'm here. Tonight I'm on the hunt for a curious artifact, an instrument, the Diavolo Finivari. There are certain objects, totems, if you will, that leave trails of pain and suffering wherever they may go. The Finivari is no different. She is finely tuned, expertly crafted, and fatally beautiful. So prick up your ears and listen well. And please, feel free to be very afraid. Cuco presents Bad Vibes, starring Justin McElroy, created by Jake Emanuel and Willie Block. This week's tale, The Devil's Fiddle.
How much longer, then? You said we'd be home by nightfall.
Plug it.
Let's just camp here for tonight.
Shh.
What is it?
Listen. Hear that?
Was that a bird? Some kind of mating call?
It's music. Beautiful music. That's the most beautiful sound I've ever heard.
Attenzione, il suono più bello.
Joseph and Mary, look at that mask. Did Halloween come early this year? What are you, a dead pigeon from hell?
It's the Spaniard flu. He's been in the quarantine zones. That's a bubonic plague mask.
Would you play us another one, then?
Un'altra cosa?
Play us another tune. For the fallen boys in France. We've been out here huffing the countryside since the armistice. Haven't seen a soul. So play us something soulful, would ya?
He don't understand ya, mate.
I understand. I said, beware the beautiful sound.
Listen, anything you play won't be worse than the sounds of the trenches. Everybody's screaming while we're getting torn to bits. Cutting Jerry's heads off?
Very well.
Oh, God.
Christ. Christ almighty. That was beautiful. That was beautiful.
You all right, bruv?
I can't.
What? God? What did you?
Mi dispiace molto. Buen cavallo. Buen cavallo.
Joe, give your old man a hug.
What's this all about?
I found it, Joey. Your great-great-great-grandfather's Diavolo Finivari. The devil's fiddle. It's your birthright. It's up for auction. Well, hey, come on. Hey, fuck you too.
Do
220,000, 220,000, do I hear 221, 221, anyone? Going once, going twice, sold to the woman in the green hat, $220,000.
With what money?
I put up the entire grant for the conservatory.
Jesus, does the board know? I don't think this is a good idea, Pops.
No, you don't understand. Anything we pay here today won't even come close to the true value. I can go as high as 6.2 mil. I am not going home without that Finivari. Oh, okay, shush yourself.
Lot 4 is the Diavolo Finivari, also known as the Devil's Fiddle. Crafted from willow and rosewood, handmade in Cremona, Italy, in 1656. Presented here to my right, as well as illustrated and described in your catalogs. One of only 14 known surviving Finivari, this particular instrument was renowned through the ages to possess such a perfect sound and timbre as to break the heart of anyone who hears it. The instrument was thought to be lost forever in the aftermath of World War I, but last year, the Diavolo was discovered buried deep beneath a British farmhouse, miraculously preserved in perfect condition. The distinct marble of the wood and the devil ear shaped helped authenticate this long-lost treasure of musical history. We will start the bidding at $2 million.
Yeah, $2
million. $2 million here to the man in the Yankee cap in the front row. Thank you, sir. $2
million. $3
million. $3 million to the distinguished elderly gentleman in the back. $3 million here. Do we have 3.1? 3.1. Yes, for the man in the Yankee cap. 3.2. We have 3.2. Yes, distinguished gentleman. Do we have 3.3?
$5 million.
Whoa, Dad, easy.
$5 million. We have $5 million. Do I hear 5.1?
$6 million?
Who is this guy?
Let it go, Dad.
6.1.
6.1. Do we have 6.2? Yes, 6.2 for the elderly gentleman. Do we have 6.3? Yes, 6.3 right here for the man in the Yankee cap.
You just said the 6.2 was your max.
$7 million.
$7 million to the elderly gentleman. 7.1.
He beat us. Let it go.
7.1.
How? You can't afford it.
I'll put up the house, goddammit.
$10 million.
$10 million. Do I hear 10.1? Yankee cap, I'm looking at you. Do we have it? No, he's shaking his head. No, he doesn't have it. Anyone? Going once, going twice, three times, sold to the distinguished elderly gentleman for $10 million.
Who does this old prick think he is?
Calm down. Wait, where are you going?
Excuse me, out of my way. Move, move.
Dad, stop.
I deserve to know who just stole my inheritance. It belongs in our family.
Sir, we're gonna have to ask you to leave.
It's all right. Let him pass through. I see you're a very passionate man, Yankee Cap. As am I. Come have dinner with me tonight at my estate. I got a story for you.
Wow, this place is huge.
Looks like the house on Haunted Hill. I got a bad feeling about this so-called distinguished elderly gentleman. If I get a chance, I might separate him from his new fiddle.
Let's not commit any felonies tonight, Dad.
Right this way.
Please, have a seat.
Listen, old man. You don't understand. My great-great-great-grandfather owned the Finivari Conservatory in Florence, 1862 to 1898. That fiddle is our property. It was stolen from the school.
That's why you want it. So why do you need it?
That fiddle is priceless. Carved from rosewood 364 years ago. It survived world wars and plagues. Its acoustic integrity still intact, like a beacon of light cutting through the darkness. It's the best of our humanity. It's a pure, perfect song. It must be preserved, and it's my right to do it.
I see. But what is a true value of beauty? You were about to give up your house, everything you own, to possess it. What about the air in your lungs, the blood pumping through your arm? Would you give it all away?
What, was that a threat? You'll break a hip before we make it outside.
I'll make you a deal, Yankee Cap. you listen to the story I've got to tell. And if you still want it, it's yours.
Come on. What kind of bullshit is this?
I'm quite serious. Is it a deal?
Yeah, it's a deal. Let's hear this yarn.
Very well. My name is Arthur Brixton III. I was born in 1909, London, England, just within earshot of the bells of St. Mary Labeau.
But that would make you 112?
Let him talk. Go on, sir.
My father was a blacksmith turned shipbuilder in the First Great War. He rode HMS Caroline, the King's Royal Navy, survived a Battle of Jutland. I was 9 years old when we got to work. The boys were coming home, and Dad was coming with them. The war was won.
October 1918. I hitched a ride up to the Royal Navy shipyard in Devonport to greet the Caroline, celebrate our victory. I watched from the pier as a great warship docked. The bodies came off first. Hundreds of them, wrapped in canvas bags, stacked up like fresh timber.
Medic here, I need a medic!
Next came the sick. Hundreds more, carried off on stretchers, clinging to life, coughing and wheezing with purple faces and blue lips.
Get these men inside!
You see, they survived the U-boats, but the flu hit them worse than the torpedoes ever could. The crew was placed under immediate maritime quarantine inside the barracks. They wouldn't let me see me dad.
His name is Arthur Brixton Jr. Please, let me see him.
Get out of here, kid. Go home and stay inside. There's death in the air.
So I did what any smart kid would do. I snuck in. I had to see him. First, they burn the clothes and spray the soldiers in poisonous disinfectant. Then, each man gets a bed in the auditorium, a bed in which to die. I searched the rows of beds, but I never found me father.
Does anybody know Arthur Brixton, the blacksmith?
A young nurse saw me. She ran over, grabbing me by the shirt.
Hey, you! What are you doing in here?
I'm looking for my dad.
Oh, my dear, you're but a child. Come with me, boy. Cover your face.
A priest. I need a priest.
I'm sorry. They won't let him in.
I beg of you. Allow me my last confession. A priest at my side.
I'm so sorry.
Can you hear that? Have the angels come for me? At last?
No. I hear it too. It's music. Beautiful music.
Behold. The devil.
I turned to look, and sure enough, the devil was standing right there in the doorway. It was a man in a brown cloak, his face covered by a 17th century plague mask, playing something positively spine-tingling on his bloody red fiddle.
Alleviero e tuo dolore.
He says he will ease our pain.
Yes, please.
You must choose between life and suffering, or purest beauty and eternal sleep.
Who are you, stranger?
I am but a song, la melodia maledetta.
The cursed melody.
I will play for you if you wish.
Yes, please, stranger. Play us a tune. Anything for the pain.
My nonna, She used to warn us of a ghostly song. She'd say, beware the cursed melody.
I looked up at the nurse, and she was white with fear. Next thing I know, just as the masked man raised his bow to play his cursed tune, she grabbed me by the head, sticking her fingers in me ears, blocking the sound. I tried to shove her off, but I couldn't. She held fast, plugging me ears, turning me stone deaf. So I only watched as the masked man played his fiddle. I couldn't hear the melody, but by the looks on the men's faces who did, it was a song so sorrowful, it literally broke their hearts. The nurse kept her fingers in my ears until the man finished his song. Then her grip went limp, and she fell like a bag of bricks. I looked around as others began to choke and gasp for air. Frozen in fear as life left the room. Every single patient, every nurse, every doctor, they all dropped like flies, one by one, till it was just me and him. I stood there staring down the gruesome beak of the man with a fiddle. Then I grabbed my neck and pretended to choke.
Mi dispiace molto.
I dropped to the floor. I lay there till he was gone, surrounded by peaceful death. Nobody believed my story, of course. The casualties were all chalked up to Spanish flu. Since that day, I've made it my life mission to find out what really happened in that barracks. 100 years I've searched for the answers, and now I have them. It was the Finifari. It holds within it a cursed melody. Some say the instrument you covet was carved by the hands of the devil himself, which is precisely why it must be destroyed.
Destroyed?
That's right. I spent a lot more than $10 million to ensure this instrument of evil is silenced once and for all. Edmund, bring it over, please.
Oh, my. It's more beautiful than I ever imagined. can I hold it?
I don't think that's a good idea. Beware the beautiful sound.
Wait, stop! What are you doing?
These strings must never take another soul. If you bring that instrument back to your conservatory, countless more will be lost. We can end the curse here, tonight.
Stop! Stop! Don't burn it!
Please believe me, Yankee Cap. Every word I said is true. You will bring a curse on your family and the world.
No, I don't know. I don't... Joey, why would...
I believe him, Daddy. He just paid a fortune to burn it to a crisp. I don't think he's trying to get one over on you. He's protecting us.
We must choose life over beauty.
No! No!
Stop! Stop! Let it go!
It's ours! Our legacy!
It must be destroyed!
Yeah!
Stop! You're hurting him!
No!
Let it burn! To die, El Inferno! Diablo Finifari. He's saying something.
Just the strings melting.
Is that...
The cur...
Dad.
The cur...
Dad, are you...
His small knee... It's more beautiful than I ever...
Bravo! Bravo! Bravissimo! After a performance, it's always polite to give a standing ovation. It just becomes tricky when the audience drops dead. So remember, my loathsome listeners, if you ever hear an instrument that literally pulls on your heartstrings, until we meet again.
Bad Vibe stars Justin McElroy and is created and directed by Jake Emanuel and Willie Block. The Devil's Fiddle was written by Scott Fleischman, stars Travis Tope as Joey, Darren Goldstein as Vince, Frank Collison as the Gentleman. Additional performances by Alexander Bedria, Douglas Weston, David Attrakji, Jim Kane, Garen Grigsby, Tristan Bailey, Aiden Bristow, Benjamin Plasala, Abigail Marlowe, Sam Littlefield. Executive produced by Rob Herding, David Henning, Noah Gersh, Jamie Sheffman, Nick Panama, and Justin McElroy. Original audio production, music, and sound design by Salt. Produced by Tess Ryan. Production manager, Jack Friedman. Salt head of post-production, Liz LeMay. Original music and composition by Ryland Blackington. Q-Code head of music, Darren Johnson. Salt head of engineering, Jordan Galvin. Assistant engineering by Neely Oftring. Q-Code head of engineering, Ryan Walsh. Edited by Noah Kowalski. Assistant editing by Beatrice Noronha. Sound design by Will Digby. Mixed by David Williams. Casting director, Andrea Bunker. Assistant director, Liz T. Miles. Script supervisor, Liam Hooper. Production coordinators, Brandon Wisner and Bree Doering. Additional script supervisor, Nicole Jolly. Production assistant, Nathan Yan. Production legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Pin Chun Liu. Bad Vibes is a Q-Code production.
Whether you're in a relationship, single, or recently heartbroken, you could be navigating some tough stuff. And it really can be challenging to do this on your own. We all need help when it comes to our relationships, very specifically, our love lives. I'm Jillian, and each week on my podcast, Jillian on Love, I share skills on how to strengthen our relationships, how to build a stronger sense of self, and how to heal heartbreak and choose better partners. Learn how to start making change today and search for Jillian on Love wherever you're listening now.
Hey, this is Eric Molinsky, host of the podcast Imaginary Worlds. Each episode, I explore different sci-fi fantasy genres, talking with filmmakers, novelists, game designers, cosplayers, comic book artists, and anyone who works in the field of make-believe. I also look at the fan experience, asking, why do we suspend our disbelief? You can subscribe to Imaginary Worlds wherever you get your podcasts.